Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
7:39 exactly this Wednesday morning on East Coast Breakfast. And today, the 14th of November. I didn't even think about this yesterday, this week. I just woke up and I was like, oh, on this day, I am now 7 years exactly clean and sober.
And you are shining bright like a diamond.
Respect,
Darren, for reals, congratulations.
No, thanks. And
achievement.
And Kerry gave me some information there as well. It takes 7 years to replace all the molecules in your body. And so for the last 7 years, I've been a recovering alcoholic, and now I'm just not an alcoholic.
That's amazing.
And how does that feel, sir?
You know what I have to tell you? It's like from the day I decided 7 years ago. The battle had begun since I started drinking since 15, 16. Mm. Right? And it's like social drinking. And then it was excessive drinking. And then it was I can't live without drinking. Right? And then I was trying to... here's the big red flag for you. If you need to drink so that you can get through the day, or if you need to drink so that you need to get through a meeting or whatever, or if you need to find yourself drinking alone, not socially. Those are kind of like red flag areas, and I didn't see them as red flags. I'd constantly, for the 10 years prior, I had tried to manage it. I'd try to go, well, I'll drink a little bit here, and then I'll go do this gig here, and then I'll drink here.
Can I ask a question? Did you, was it like little bits, or did you used to get drunk every time you drank?
Yeah, no, binge.
Really?
Yeah, it was proper. Yeah, blackouts.
And were you able to work still?
Towards the end, no, hey? No, I wasn't. I think that's what helped me make the decision. I was like, well, listen, you're either going to become a bum or straighten up. And that was the decision for me.
But I've heard of people that get to that point and they want to straighten up, but they can't. How did you?
I don't know. It was just a moment of clarity. I said to myself, okay, you're at a crossroads here. You can either go down the route and party hardy marty until you die, which will be quite soon, or you can, you know, give this new career of yours a real shot and become a real father to your daughter. And I was like,
sure.
Okay, let me try that one. I've never tried that one. That's going to be hard. I don't have any experience with that. You know, also lots of little things. Like, I had never done stand-up comedy sober.
Oh, wow.
I'd always had 2 or 3 shots of tequila and maybe 4 or 5 scotches before I got on stage. And so when I started doing comedy sober, I started again. It started like I had never done it before, even though I'd been doing it for 16 years.
And Darren, your first comedy show is sober.
Oh, it was horrible.
I'm just thinking.
Horrible.
You're probably like so nervous.
I was. It was terrible, and I spoke too fast, and I didn't have a rapport with the audience. And that, you know what? I didn't have that fearlessness that the alcohol would bring. And so I was very exposed and raw, and the audience picked up on that energy, and they were not enjoying it. So it took me about 3 or 4 years after that to like relearn how to do stand-up. Yeah.
Can I ask you something else?
Sure.
You don't have to answer this, obviously, but did your little one, did she ever see you drunk?
She was too young. She was way too young.
Okay.
So I'm sure, you know what? I haven't asked her that question. I'll ask her when she's finished her exams.
For what it's worth, I know I didn't know you 7 years ago,
yeah.
But... I've seen other people who have struggled with this kind of thing.
Mm.
And I think to make 7 years, to still be so successful and to still be able to do what you do, because I know every time you go and gig, you're surrounded by people and drinks and all the things.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Just congratulations.
Well, that's the thing as well. It's weird. I'm not like other people. I still have alcohol around the house. When people visit and they want a glass of wine, I have it there for them. You know, some dishes I still cook with wine. You know, you burn off the alcohol and all of that. So I'm not tempted. The decision that I'm not going to put alcohol in my body.
Like you said, you're not a recovering alcoholic anymore.
I just don't do it. I don't mind having it around, and I don't mind people who
do it. That's how come you're friends with me.
Yeah, but I do have a timeout period.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're into your third or I think it's your fifth gin. And I sort of like go, okay, I've got to go.
Oh, I love you.
Love you, bye.
Well, congratulations, Darren Moore.
Yeah, well
that's
done,
a huge
dude.
Achievement.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I must say, I can't imagine you at the George, but I mean...
Happy 7 years.
Actually, they're nice there. They actually have the 0% for me for when I come and visit.
Oh, so you can look cool and stuff?
Yeah, so at least I'm still holding a pipe, but it's like 0%.
Yeah.
And listen, if you want to send a congratulatory present, please don't. And because we know what people do, they send you a bottle of whiskey.
Are you joking?
No. I just want to say, Darren, if someone sends him a bottle of whiskey, it's been sitting in his locker.
How long's it been there?
Geez, like I've known you for like 4 years now. I probably, for all the 4 years I've known man. You
know, shotgun.
I've been shotgunning forever.
Okay.
Ching chong cha.
Ching chong cha. All right. So 7 years today. Thanks.
Well done, Darren.
Yeah. Thanks. And my only advice to anyone is, like, I think the biggest thing is, if you find yourself drinking alone, then you got a problem and you need to address it.
Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.